The investigative unit called the Hawks arrested 7 men for their roles in an asbestos project. It cost taxpayers 250 million rand, or $15 million. But prosecutors say the project's real worth was a fraction of this, and those involved pocketed the rest of the money.
Primarily, it is because of pressure from the citizenry and civil society that we are beginning to see this kind of movement.
Political analyst Aubrey Machiki welcomes the arrests, while hoping that the state's case against the accused is solid. University of Cape Town law professor Richard Calland is cautiously encouraged.
After a long wait, which has really tested a lot of people's patience, we seem to be at a point now where significant people are being brought to the court and where accountability is finally becoming exercised.
Machiki says celebrate the arrests, but not too loudly.
We should look at both who is being arrested and who is not being arrested. Because if this period is going to be a period of selective arrests, it will undermine whatever gains in positive perception the ANC government and the president in particular may gain from these arrests.
Like many citizens, Machiki wants to see a big fish fall, not only mid and lower level ANC members suspected of corruption.
Unless key members of the governing party, key members of our government, against whom allegations have been made and against whom there exists prima facie evidence, unless those are arrested, you are not going to arrest the problem of endemic or even systemic corruption in this country. But we must bear in mind,
evidence before a commission of inquiry into state capture says several of President Cyril Ramaphosa's cabinet ministers have received bribes. Even the president himself has been named as getting suspicious payments. All deny wrongdoing, as does veteran ANC Member of Parliament Vincent Smith. He's been arrested for allegedly accepting gifts worth about $40,000 from an ANC-linked firm in exchange for favors. Callan says it's not only Smith who supposedly betrayed citizens. He says state capture, in which business and political leaders conspire to make sure government decisions benefit them, is a widespread problem.
It really goes to a very important other consideration relating to state capture, which was the failure of Parliament to exercise sufficient oversight. And one of the reasons why an institution fails is when individuals within it who have a constitutional role choose not to play that role and in fact are serving other masters and mistresses.
One of those masters was ex-President Zuma. At the moment, he's refusing to appear before the commission because he says the judge in charge, Raymond Zondo, is biased against him. Callan notes, however, that Zuma twice appointed Zondo to positions, including naming him to head the commission. Zuma's expected to go on trial soon on charges of corruption, fraud, money laundering, and racketeering. He has denied the allegations. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.